أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Surah Al-Qamar, Allah Ta'ala explained the miracle of the splitting of the moon in two, which isn't only a fact from the Quran Sharif, but a historical fact known by everyone. But because of the enmity of Islam, it won't be taught anywhere. And it is said that we on our own, also in our madaris, etc., this we don't emphasize and should highlight that what a great thing had taken place, that the moon was split in two and the world noticed, saw it. So Allah now, in His great love for mankind, after this also when the Quraysh did not bring Iman. So now Allah reminds them, when people of before did not bring Iman, what was their result? So take heed, take a lesson. قَدْزَبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ جُتْلَا چُوكِ ان سے پہلے نوح کے قوم نے. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they also did not believe in Allah and they did not accept Allah as their creator, nourisher, sustainer. فَقَدْزَبُوهُ عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَسْدُجِيرُ. پھر جھوٹا کہا ہماری بندہ کو اور بولے دیوانہ ہے اور جھرک لیا اس کو. And then they said that our servant, that is Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who is bringing the message of Tawheed, oneness to them continuously, reminding them in different ways. They said that they falsified him and they said that he's a mad person. And not only that, but then they subjected him to great difficulties also. They should put a cloth around his throat and strangle him, etc. They should give him lot of difficulties, lot of hardship. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَخْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرُ. پھر پکارا اپنی رب کو کہ میں عاجز ہو گیا ہوں تو بدلہ دے. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam kept on inviting them for 950 years. And then he said, Ya Allah, I don't have any hope that anyone is going to bring Iman now besides those that have brought Iman. And also indication came from Allah that now there is nobody else that is going to bring Iman. So then he made dua to Allah that, Oh Allah, help me. In other words, destroy these people. There is no hope of Iman from them in any way whatsoever. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. پھر ہم نے کھول دیا دہانے آسمان کے پانی ٹوٹ کر برسنے والے سے. Then we opened the doors of the skies. In other words, it started raining, and with such rain that came down in torrents and torrents, it was just raining continuously all the time. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. اور بہادی زمین میں چشمے. And we made the fountains from the earth. They must also splash up their water. So water from on top came, water from the bottom came, and not a single moment's relief. Continuously rains came from the top, water from gushing from the bottom, and all these people were destroyed like that. فَالْتَقَ الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. پھر مل گیا سب پانی ایک کام پر جو ٹھہر چکا تھا. Then all this water met together, and we can't imagine what a flood it was. To know flood has measured today the flood that was in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And all this was set out by Allah Ta'ala, a fixed punishment which Allah Ta'ala had met out to them. So Allah is reminding them and reminding all people till Qiyamah, beware of the azab and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala when you don't bring Iman and don't believe in Allah. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. اور ہم نے اس کو سوار کر دیا ایک تختوں اور کیلوں والے پر. And in the meantime, before this, Allah had informed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to build an ark. And that was the first time that an ark, a ship, a boat was built. And in other places of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, we had given direct instructions of how it must be made, and we supervised its making. Otherwise, it's impossible for anything to float on water like this, something heavy. And this was made of boards, and of palm leaves, this boat was made. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made it also, the people laughed him. There were droughts. That where are you making a ship when there is no water here? There are droughts and you are building a ship. But finally when the drought, when the rains came, then only he and who had believed and whom Allah Ta'ala had instructed him to put on the ship, only they got on and they were the only ones that got saved. تَجْرِبِ أَعْيُنِنَا بِهْتِي تِي هَمَارِ آنْكُو كِي سَامْنِي. And we navigated the ship also. Otherwise, with floods like that, and if a little ark that is made with boards and with bamboo, just with palm leaves, etc., you don't be able to take the strain of that water. But Allah says, we navigated it, we controlled it. جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرْ. بدلہ لینے کو اس کے طرف سے جس کی قدر نہ جانی تھی. And all this was to punish those people who did not believe, who did not appreciate. And so many reminders came, but finally we send our adab, and then all those who disbelieve, we destroy them. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. اور اس کو ہم نے رہنے دیا نشانی کے لیے پھیرے کوئی سوچنے والا. And we left this as a clear sign for mankind, and so that people can take a lesson. The story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is not only in the Quran Sharif, not only in the Bible, but it is known generally. The history of Nuh alayhi salam and his nation is known by the people of the world. And all this Allah said is not just for a historical fact, but that you take a lesson. If you don't believe in Allah and don't surrender to Him, then this is what your result will be. You might err and make mistakes, but make tawbah and make istighfar. But turn to Allah Ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. پھر کیسا تھا میرا عذاب اور پھر کیسا اُکھر کھرنا کھرانا. And then, how was my adab when it finally came? And this warning of mine which I had sent, and people did not listen to that warning, what was the result? Take a lesson. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. اور ہم نے آسان کر دیا قرآن سمجھنے کو, پھر ہے کوئی سو سوچنے والا. And we had made the Quran Sharif, as we have read these ayats now, easy to understand. That take a lesson from what happened when people did not believe in the Nabi of their time. And from that, correct your lives. So this is a lesson here, now that Allah brought about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we can take a lesson that we should be obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala can be extremely severe. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Let us make tawbah istighfar and correct our lives and turn to Allah Ta'ala and learn our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.